KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 66 degrees, KSL's top story. After sweeping the competition at Saturday's convention, gubernatorial candidate Phil Lyman now has to defend his pick for lieutenant governor. Some are claiming that Lyman's running mate isn't qualified to run.
The Utah Constitution is resident citizen of the state for 5 years next preceding the election. Phil Lyman released a press statement on X to defend Lane Bangeter, his choice for lieutenant governor, and referred to Ohio Supreme Court ruling the term next means any period of 5 years to count. Senator Todd Weiler disagrees and gave David Dujanovic his interpretation.
The words next proceeding, which is kind of 1800s, you know, verbiage, but it's very clear that the intent is it has to be 5 years up to the date of the election.
We've yet to hear back from the elections office for clarity. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The Democratic candidate for governor, Brian King, now has a running mate. He announced today that Rebecca Cummings, a U of U librarian, is his pick for lieutenant governor. She joins him on the ticket after working as the chair of the Utah State Library Board. King says that Cummings is a mother, a public servant, and a defender against book banning and censorship. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson says she was disappointed by the disgraceful behavior at the GOP convention. Many first-time delegates agreed, saying they're never going back because of the chaos. Some even felt threatened because of their race.
Multiple delegates who were not Caucasian saying they felt threatened, saying that they felt like they had to move to a different area, that they were greeted with swear words that were quite violent.
That's Deseret News reporter Holly Richardson, who says those delegates were told they don't belong in the GOP. The head of the Utah Republican Party defended the convention, saying he thinks most people didn't act that way.
Utah GOP Chair Robert Axon told me from his view on the stage, while they were passionate, he believed most people were respectful.
We don't need to devolve into name calling or anything else. So if and where that occurred at the convention, I didn't see it, with the exception of some passions here and there, but I didn't see it from the stage. But if in other conversations that was occurring, I certainly would not condone it.
He also told me
there's always going to be some malcontents and some folks that take things too far and let their passions or their anger get the best of them. And I think there's no space for any of that anywhere. I think we need to be better than that as Americans.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Vernal City says the hearts of their community are heavy today as one of their police officers recovers in the hospital. Vernal City Police Sergeant Chad Watt was shot while responding to a disagreement between neighbors Saturday. He's in stable condition. 27-year-old Rookus Curry is facing attempted murder charges in the shooting. Protesters at Columbia University are standing their ground. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the university has begun handing out suspensions to the pro-Palestinian protesters who are refusing to leave the campus.
We will not move until Columbia meets our demands or they are moved by force.
University president says the group's key demand of divestment from Israel is a non-starter. Meantime, arrests are underway at the University of Texas at Austin. The United States is stepping up pressure for a ceasefire deal in Gaza.
It is way past time to get these hostages home.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is urging Hamas to accept the latest proposal, calling it extraordinarily generous on Israel's part. Israel has lowered the number of hostages it's demanding in return for the release of hundreds of Palestinians from Israeli prisons. And police in North Carolina say a suspect is dead in the shooting earlier today of four officers who were trying to serve a warrant. Officials say the suspect was found dead inside a home. There are no details on the condition of the officers. You can find more details at KSLNewsRadio.com. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Marie. Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
A mobile home park in Moab is closing, leaving residents with very few affordable options.
Over the past few years, several Utah mobile home parks have closed. Utah Housing Coalition Executive Director Tara Rollins says there are ways to save some of them by giving the residents or nonprofit organizations the options to buy them before developers. But Utah doesn't have that legislation put into place, despite the coalition's attempts.
That's KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson. Rollins says the loss of any mobile home park is a blow to the community because they provide affordable housing for so many people. An onslaught of storms over the weekend led to a flooding scare in Weber County. Water officials are now saying there's nothing to worry about.
The Ogden River reached near flood stages this weekend, but avoided disaster thanks to controlled releases. The river actually gets its water from Pineview Reservoir. Hydrologist with the National Weather Service, Glenn Merrill, says reservoirs are a huge benefit to control the potential of flooding, and there are lots of factors to consider.
When to release water ahead of water coming into the reservoir to mitigate both the levels of the reservoirs and the downstream impacts from releases.
These releases have been going on all year, mitigating flood risks for the future months. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Now, first look traffic. Ricky Meese is here. How goes the rush?
We have a crash on southbound I-15 in Murray after 53rd South. It's out of traffic on the right. Also, delays on Foothill. This is southbound between 1300 and Parley's Way. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. My minute's on the way next. You want to stay right here. Join